Hi, guys. How are you? Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for the coffee, by the way.
You're welcome.
You always look after us when you come to the studio. You know how struggles to city it is this time of the morning.
I just can't come with coffee for myself. That's rude.
Thank you. I enjoy the coffee. Thank you. But let's talk about this. The new podcast focused on Shandy's brutal murder in 2013. Why did you decide to do this? Like, this must have been a big, hard decision.
Yes, and I think the reality is much more than we envisioned because, you know, growing up in Mackay, who knew about the extent that these things can go to. However, we've always said that the truth needs to be out there. We got so much support from our community, and yet so much has been hidden from the community, and we've not been able to talk about it. So priority one for us is that platform to get that out. Priority two is to see if we can uncover some more evidence and see what we can do, because every victim deserves justice from our justice system, bottom line, and that's what we want to do.
Hopefully that podcast can convey that. Yeah.
Is this bringing back a whole heap of new emotions, or are the same emotions coming to the fore with this podcast?
New emotions, to listen to every podcast as it comes out is, as you would have known, that first podcast was very, very raw.
Yeah.
So every podcast is a bit of an effort for us, to say the least.
Yeah.
And it's all new. We haven't heard these podcasts before. So, however, going through the process of coping with the committal, the investigation, the committal, the trial and the inquest, you've just got to... You prepare yourself for but you don't know what you're preparing yourself for.
Yeah. How can you prepare yourself?
Yes.
Steel yourself, and you just hold on till it's finished. Just keep yourself together as best you can.
It's been 8 years.
Yeah, it's a long time.
8 years to not have answers or to have, how do you even have closure on something like this? But that's a long time.
It's a long time, and it's that in itself we feel shouldn't be. Yes. And, you know, to have the fact that Shandy isn't the only one that this has happened to, that this is going to happen to.
Yeah.
We feel that there's a lot of things that can be improved. So make this process just so much better for everybody.
You are an amazing woman. You're so strong going through all this a second time.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly right. This would be like reliving it again.
Yeah, but it's Shandy, so...
It's your daughter, of course. Absolutely, yeah. Of course. So with the podcast, the information that's in the podcast, you already know. We can't say we know, because there's a lot of stuff that you would know that we don't.
Yeah.
So this is giving the public the chance to listen to this and hopefully re-jog somebody's memory, or hey, I think I might know something about this.
Or I did see something, or I did hear something.
Yeah.
Anything like that at all. Urge anybody to come forward, yes.
Look, if this podcast does that, that's a success right there.
Yeah.
But even just getting the information out that you've got it already, that's a success story.
It is.
As well.
Because I think this process hides it, and it's you know, there's so much. We've been through so much in the justice system, and still people do not know what happened that night. They don't know. So I think for our community, we deserve to know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Get onto it now, the website. And of course, folks, please listen to that podcast, because if it does take one person to remember something, to remember that they saw or heard something.
That's right.
It might be worth that phone call.
Yeah. www.shandy.com.au. And look, Vicky, our heart still goes out with you every single day. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for chatting to us this morning. I know it's a very difficult thing to talk about, so thank you very much.
Thank you.
All the details on our website at triplem.com.au. Jay and Dave for breakfast here on Triple M.